Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Colin Woodall of NCBA as we talk about cattle industry market volatility in just a moment.
Did you know that the beef checkoff means many different things to cattle producers across the country? Producers say their checkoff is valuable for a variety of reasons, including...
It grows our foreign markets.
The beef checkoff helps me talk to consumers about beef production.
It spreads the word about the benefits of beef.
Develops innovative new beef cuts.
It improves beef quality.
Find out about these and many more ways the checkoff makes a difference for you and everyone else who makes that checkoff investment at mybeefcheckoff.com, paid for by your beef checkoff.
You need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And going with one of the 8 commission firms at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you will have a pro working hard on your behalf. The 8 commission firms make up the Livestock Exchange of the Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And when you sell cattle in Oklahoma City, you can go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots in Stockyard City. The Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards. There's been a lot of volatility in our live cattle and feeder cattle contracts in recent months, so much so, a lot of folks are starting to question the value of the contracts for the cattle business. Are they hurting us more than they're helping us? For much of this year, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association and the CME Group, the organization that owns and operates the cattle futures, have been meeting, trying to come up with ways to salvage the value of the cattle futures contracts for the beef business. Colin Woodall with the NCBA's D.C. office says they continue to meet with the CME, trying to come up with some answers.
That's right. The CME-NCBA working group that was put together at our annual convention in San Diego has been engaged on many different levels, from meetings with the CFTC to Terry Duffy at the CME group and with members across the country. In fact, we took the step in enlarging that group during our annual summer conference in Denver just a couple of months ago to make sure that we had plenty of geographical representation to get all of the views included. That group has since been split up into 3 subgroups, one that's looking at the issue of price volatility, the market volatility that we continue to see, but also looking at some other issues such as price discovery in the marketplace right now. Do we have the price discovery mechanisms that we need in order to support the futures contracts? And also looking at the contracts themselves to determine whether or not the specifications of those contracts also need to be changed. All of these are actions that are going on as we speak. In fact, we are working on putting it together, an in-person meeting of our group coming up in early October to try to drive towards some final solutions.
As cattle producers struggle to get their arms around this issue, Colin Woodall says the problem right now is there's simply no easy answers out there.
There is no one silver bullet. As a matter of fact, the question of what will fix this issue is one that is asked every single day among our officers, the staff, and of course the membership, and is why we maintain our working group in order to try to analyze the ideas that people have to fix this. And when we've got some ideas that we think can work, to be able to then push that through our policy process in order to see if we can't get that implemented. One of the things that we have found out is most of the ideas that we've come up with really depend upon knowing who's in the marketplace right now. And that has been information that's been hard to get from CME. They will not let us have all the information as to who the high-frequency traders are, the automated traders are, et cetera. So we've gone to the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, CFTC, and we've asked them to provide that audit trail data for us in order to help us make our decisions moving forward.
And Woodall says their cattle producer members continue to tell them that they want and need these tools to be in place, but they need to work as they were intended to be working. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's McAllister Stockyard Special Replacement Cow and Bull Sale, Saturday, September 10th at noon. Over 1,000 head of bred cows, heifers, pears, and bulls will be available. The sale features 40 Hereford heifers bred to proven Brahma bulls, 20 Red Angus bred heifers, and 10 pears bred to Black Angus bulls, and many more. For a complete listing, go to www.mcallisterstockyards.com or call 918-423-2834. That's 918-423-2834. New buyers need to register before Saturday.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.